We've talked a little bit about the housing market in East Palestine today, and people, they're already throwing their houses online, on the market. They're saying, you know what, I don't want to live here anymore. This is what I think my house is worth. Come buy it. My question, are they doing that too soon? Is it a knee-jerk reaction? I can understand, don't get me wrong, I can understand people not wanting to live in East Palestine anymore because of the environmental crisis that came because of the chemical release. But should people be putting their homes on the market right now? Or should they wait for all of this to settle and see if Norfolk Southern is going to offer them anything for their homes? Well, joining us right now is a local real estate agent who we've had on many times before, Dominic Fonte. Dom, how are you this morning?
Good, Jordan. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, we appreciate you taking the time. Do you think it's a knee-jerk reaction seeing people throw their houses on the market right now? Or do you understand why people are trying to sell their houses and get the money?
Remember now, what's tricky about this whole thing is there's a lot of unknowns, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you hear different cases where they say the air is clean, the water's clean, so is it safe to sell? But is it the fox guarding the hen house? You want to make sure you're getting accurate information. So my recommendation would be is if it happens here, I wouldn't panic right away. But a lot of people are in financial hardships where they're panicking. So I think the CEO of North Fork Southern said he's deeply sorry and he'll make it right. And I think what these people need is action. So no more talking, action. That means get RO systems there, reverse osmosis, get filtering systems, give them an opportunity to buy their house out if they want at a fair market value, not a depreciated value based on this catastrophe that was no fault of their own. So I would say I would recommend pluses and minuses of the decision doing it now. And it has to do with your own personal situation. And some people, you know, this could impact their health for many years to come and their children.
And I know there's some people that they may have the money, Dom, that they can continue to pay their mortgage and they can also pay for a new place to rent until this is all figured out. But there's some people that they're too scared to move back home. And they're running out of funds, right? They can't pay for an Airbnb or a rental property and at the same time pay for their home that they currently own.
I think the best thing that could happen is local, national, and international news keep the headlights focused on this small community in Ohio, this rural community, so that the EPA, Norfolk Southern, they step it up because it's their fault that they are careless with the derailment. This isn't the only one. This is a common occurrence anymore, and there's something truly wrong. So the secretary or whoever's in charge of the transportation, they need to make this and get action to these people. I mean, no more talking. Action is what they need. It's like Missouri. I need to see it to believe it. And I think what happens is, you know, they're talking about a lot of other things. You want to stay focused on this because this is impacting everything. If you think about it, Jordan, you can go a couple days without food, maybe even 40 days like Jesus did. But I can tell you right now, you can't go 40 days without water. And if your water gets polluted, you're out of luck. So this is like at all costs, this needs to be dealt with because this is something that can happen to anybody in any community around the world. So the water supply is critical. So this needs to be like all headlights and all spotlights on this to make sure that this gets addressed and cleaned up properly. And then these people, at the very least, if they can't afford to move, which most people, it shouldn't be their problem, but it's now their problem. You know, I would say the railroad train people, get some trailers over there, pick these people up, move them to a huge safe area and provide food and water and a trailer home or something temporarily until you can clean up this community and put them back in their community safe and make sure, a non-interested party or non-public people can go out and check the water, check the environment, the air quality. And at the very least, if you're stuck in your home, you know, you want to get a reverse osmosis system and whatever other things can help protect your water supply that you're drinking and stuff. So that's my thinking on it. But I probably wouldn't sell right away because you're going to lose a lot of money unless you don't have a choice and it's best for your family. But I think they need to step it up and buy these houses out if they can't be corrected.
Now, why would people buy a house right now that's in an environmental crisis, Don, in an area like that? If they put their house on the market for, you know, $100,000 under market value, someone's probably going to buy it up. Are they just going to buy it up hoping that it's all resolved?
Well, let's think of it like this, Jordan. There's people out there that are investors, and they have the money, so they could buy it at a deep discounted, maybe because these people are hurting, and then they know the government or somebody's going to step in and eventually clean it up, even though it might take a little bit longer. And then they'll have clean credentials; they'll disclose what happened, the clean credentials, and then they'll make profit, or they'll turn it into a rental and have rental income coming in.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that that clarification, because I was talking to my producer Eric and I said, I don't know who is going to go ahead and buy one of these houses, albeit some of them are very nice and they're going well under what they're worth. But I know somebody that has the money will buy it, even if that means it just sits for 5 years.
Right. And eventually, like I said, if you sell your home even now, there's some disclosures. Like, I think everybody's heard by now what happened here with the derailment. But, you know, if they're not aware of it, they probably have to disclose it. And without having all the results of all the tests from I heard, you know, I don't know if it's rumors or for real, who did the testing on the water quality, air quality. And I hear, you know, both sides that they say it's safe. You can go back in. But if people are having rashes and the dogs are sick and the kids are sick, it sounds to me like in the long run, they're going to be sick. So they probably need to get further away from that. And someone's got to help them do that until they can clean it up.
Yeah, totally agree. The biggest concern that really opened my eyes wide open, Dom, is you've got 45,000 dead fish, but I'm being told that the water is still good.
I wouldn't believe it. It's sort of like, you know, the pandemic, wear a mask is safe. Don't wear a mask, it's safe. I mean, it's like you want the straight answer based on science. And my hunch is that those chemicals in the water can't be good for the environment. If they leach into the wells, the water wells, the private wells, then, you know, you're pretty much, the house is not rendered useful at this point, because you have to have water. You have to have the basics. So I would be getting a private service out there quickly to check the volatiles and make sure everything is okay, you know, so that you're not making your family sick.
So if you, as a realtor, ever had an East Palestine resident approach you, Dom, you're going to tell them, you know, maybe pump the brakes or try to assess the situation if they're trying to approach you about listing their home?
I would probably say, unless it's life or death, I would pause, take a sabbatical away, let them keep the headlights shined on the situation so this gets cleared up. And then once you get all the tests back from a reliable source that everything's clear, then I think I would go back there and then add a reverse osmosis and, you know, some filtering systems and stuff just to have extra precaution. But I think what happens is if you go by anxiety, emotion, or panic, you'll lose many hundreds of thousands, if not thousands of dollars, and that could destroy your whole life. But again, money's important, but your life is more important. So you have to look at your internal situation as a family dynamic, and safety's first. So whatever that means to your family, but if you think you could stay and it's clear enough to stay, you just have to be careful with your drinking water and stuff like that. You know, I wouldn't panic to sell it right away unless you're desperate, and then do the pluses and minuses. And if the pluses outweigh the minuses and the decision's right for you and your family, then you do it. But I'm really sorry for all those people. It's really not right. It's not fair. And since they screwed up and there was a carelessness or whatever caused the situation, and again, this isn't unique to this sector of Ohio. It's happening all across the country. And so I say the transportation secretary better get dialed in and find out what's happening and make the people that are creating these issues accountable.
Yeah, I was just reading that there was another train derailment somewhere else in America this morning. Another Norfolk Southern train slid off the rails. Thankfully, no injuries and, you know, no hazardous materials at this time. But it is scary. And I travel a lot, and I know you do as well. And I cross railroad tracks now. And my thought, Dom, is I'm looking around and I'm thinking, man, if a train went off the tracks here, there goes a whole row of homes. That's all I can think of right now.
I mean, honestly, it's the toxic chemicals. I mean, there's got to be a way that if they're going to carry these toxic chemicals, that the local jurisdictions are aware of it, and that they have a higher standard of making sure that we're protected, either if it falls off the track, that it doesn't bust and catch on fire. I really don't know the rules. I'm sure they're smarter than I am. But the bottom line is they got to take responsibility for it, because there's a lot of, like, middle-class people that are just destroying their lives and their families. So I hate to see that happen.
Dominic Fonte, we always appreciate you coming on, breaking it down, anything and everything when it comes to real estate, whether you have the answers or you tell us, give us the best guidance. And hopefully for anyone in East Palestine that's on the line of thinking, man, I need to sell my house right now, hopefully they take this interview into consideration and do some more thinking before they do so. Anything else you want to add? Where can people contact you at?
330-418-1535, or go to DominicFonte.com. But here's what I'd say. God bless these people. And I saw Aaron Brockovich was involved. So I mean, the more people that shed the light on the situation so it doesn't slip under the rug. You want this to be dealt with, because this is like setting the trend of what could happen across the country. We need people to be responsible for this. This is life-changing stuff, ruining lives and children. And it could, who knows what the 5-10 year repercussions will be. So it needs to be addressed and quickly. So action, action, action is the bottom line.
Dominic Fonte, we appreciate you giving us some of your time this morning. You have a great day, and we'll chat with you soon, sir.
See you, Jordan.